After years of working for peace on both sides of the Atlantic, Elihu satisfied an old dream of walking the length of Britain. His first walk was 700 miles from London to the northern tip of Scotland. He could have taken the train and coaches, but he wanted to see the country up close, look at farming and industry, and how the common people fared. He could see how the Industrial Revolution was changing the landscape since he first walked there 17 years earlier. He lamented that hedgerows between fields were being cut down in the interest of economy. He wrote, "Will the utilitarian and unsparing science of the latter days shear away these beautiful tresses?" My poem is in form of a tercinelle. Graces of an English landscape. Of hedgerow tree and hawthorn hedge, who can adequately sing? Who but the birds who nest there at the edge of cultivation? Like many a lovely thing we take for granted, endangered now. Who can adequately sing of plow horse and the brindle cow in an age of iron, smoke, and steam one takes for granted? Endangered now the unprofitable margin and unbridled stream. The picturesque has little place in an age of iron, smoke, and steam. Still, a traveler's lightened by the grace of unproductive leaf and shade. If picturesque has little place, who mourns the work of axe and blade? Who but the birds who nest here at the edge of unproductive leaf and shade, of hedgerow tree and hawthorn hedge? This is Elihu's cousin Taylor. Till next time, walk in peace.